How many of you know someone who has been to Haiti? Put your hands up. Let's see. How many of you know of someone that has been there, was there during the earthquake? Okay. Now, a lot of us that, thank God they found Freddie Hebron. Freddie was out of contact for several days. And Freddie is pastor of Christian Revival Center, which meets down on Bull Street next to the library. And a longtime friend of our church, and we've done a number of things together over the years. Freddie goes down to Haiti many times during the year. He's been doing it for years, about once a month now, I think, he's down there. And thank God they found him, and I don't know when he's going to be coming back, but a lot of needs down there. Just to give you an idea, I've already heard, of course, it's going to take in this island country. It's going to take months probably before they even begin to get some kind of an accurate count of how many have died, but how many were already there? That's the first question. How many actually lived in that country? You know, not like you have a census like you have here. I mean, these people are just concerned about getting something to eat and drink every day. And I mean, before the earthquake, and now, but 40,000 they've already buried in mass graves that we know of. And that doesn't count all those. I know y'all have seen that on the highways where they've more or less just pushed people as just piles of bodies that are there. Nothing like I've ever seen in my lifetime. It may be right up there by the time it's all over with one of the top 10 disasters that the world has ever seen as far as human toll that took place, you know, in an instant as it did. I had a sermon prepared for today that I'm not, honest to God, I can't preach it today because I just want to talk to you out of my heart today. As your pastor, one of your pastors, this thing has really, really gotten deep in my soul for a lot of reasons. I'm going to share some of that with you today. Dr. O'Carey, where are you? Come on up here. This is Kennedy O'Carey, who is the president of Horizon Medical Mission, with whom, a member of our church. We went to Nigeria. He's been going many times. He called me this week, and he said that tell them what you told me.
It's not a secret. I told him that I would be going to Haiti for a medical mission. And I'm putting a team together, medical personnel and non-medical personnel, to go to Haiti.
Okay. And the Lord spoke to you in your quiet time.
Yes, after watching what is going on television the first day, next morning I woke up around 3 and I prayed about it. I said, God, I just don't want to pray about it. I want to be part of it. But I don't have all the resources and all the local logistics, unlike the case of Nigeria, where I can tell you everything before going. But just around 7 a.m., my local organizer and PRO, Julia, called me and asked me if I was willing to go to Haiti. I said yes, because I've prayed already about it and I feel this is God speaking to me. And so we started putting things together. We decided to partner with WCGL. Television. They're working with us and making all the media work about it. We also partnered with Tybee Island. They're also helping out and collecting things. We hope leaving February 28. We have a first tier and the second tier. First tier is there. They'll be coming back next week. And the second tier will go. We will be the third tier that will be there. So far, what we're trying to make, the arrangement we're making so far is how to get transportation to get there. So this week, we'll be making a lot of phone calls and talking to different people.
Thank you, Dr. Carey.
So, several of you have called me during the week, and I kind of, you know, we hadn't had time to pray through that and just see what God will have us do. But I believe this is the avenue that we're supposed to take. We've got someone, proven track record of going into hand zone on the ground. And so I'm encouraging you. Of course, you can support whatever entity that you want to, if you want to give money to the Red Cross. But I want you to know my money is going with Dr. Carey and with the team there. And I am going personally with Dr. Carey. I'm one of those untrained, the five untrained personnel that he's talking about that's going. So if you would like to, I'm going to tell you this, this really, the order of this today, it's just going to have to be out there, because when you start opening up your heart, that's the way it comes out. It's not this thought out, logical thing. If you'd like to give to Horizon, you can just make your check out to the to Sycamore Church and put on there for Haiti, whatever, and that means it's going to go there through Horizon Medical Mission. And I want to remind you of all God has done through that entity in the past. In fact, this week you'll be getting a letter from us with your from the church with your financial contributions for 2009, the annual letter, a report of where all that went during the year, and I hope that you will read that letter and handle it with prayer about the coming year. John, if you'll put our verse up there. While he's doing that, if you'll turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Last week we introduced, Bert, it's good to see you here today. God bless you. We're glad you're here with us. Roberta Buck is with us today. We have a verse that God puts on our hearts for the year. And this is one, 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Power of God. And just to let you know, over the next several weeks, where we're going to go today, you're probably going to get the sermon next week on risk. And then we're going to look at fear. And then about seeking the kingdom of God, three parts that are definitely a part of those that we've not been able to get off of our hearts. But I can't preach that sermon today. Here's what I want to share with you. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. John, next picture, if you will. As I prayed over this this week, the Lord turned me every way but loose. How about you? Has it touched a part of you that maybe you didn't think could be touched? Now, we had over 3,000 that were killed in the 9/11 attacks. Here's a natural disaster just below us that we're between 100 and 200,000 people right now 40,000 already been buried in mass graves. Who knows how many that it will finally be. In a nation that has struggled with all sorts of things, you know, going back in its history and the slave history that was there, that was awful, that was ungodly, that people are still suffering from today. And then the choices that people made after that. I mean, my stomach turned when I heard that Aristide was volunteering to come back. It just turned me inside out, and all the political things that were going on in that country. Now, probably a few of the things, I'd encourage you to get on Wikipedia or somewhere and for you to get yourself updated on the history of Haiti. This week, I'm not going to give you that this morning, but get updated. Now here's the deal. That little country, that little island that you see, the world's attention is there right now. Now, just to let you know how some of the other great financial institutions of the world are responding. The Russians have sent a team of doctors, and they're going to put together one hospital. The Chinese, their country, they sent $5 million. Ooh. Now, we get down on this country in a lot of ways, but I want you to know already our country has been investing billions of dollars in that already before this even happened. But before this took place, the volunteer, that doesn't even count all the volunteer labor and money that goes down there every single day, 365 days a year, the people from this country that go down there. Over and over and over and over again. So I gave you those illustrations to see about war. And old Chavez down there made me sick to hear him. Here he's going to lecture us about giving, and his country's doing nothing. Nothing. Now say to you, this is a chance. This is a chance for this country. This is a chance for us to be on the world stage. Yeah, we're already on the world stage, but we're on the world stage for a lot of things that have been twisted by others. But this is a chance for the power of God to be shown, for the mercy of Jesus to be exercised. Can you see it? Can you see what great things could come from such an awful thing? You know, it's just been hard. Go to the next slide, John. That's one of the more innocuous ones. There are just so many pictures that, and you look into the faces of those children, and you look in and the crowds, and I think of Matthew 9. They're wandering around like sheep without shepherd. They need today. This is real stuff that's going on. And I know you're saying, well, Dusty, stuff goes on like this all around the world. Yes. And we have people, believers in Jesus, that are all around the world who are touching those lives, who are right in the middle of it. And I want you to know the followers of Yeshua, of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, are already on the ground there. Already just flooding that place. Giving of themselves. This is not going to go away overnight. Is it? It's only just begun. You're talking about the whole nation's infrastructure just went away. What infrastructure they had. I know some of you are thinking, well, Dr. O'Carey's putting this team together to go February 28th. That's some time away. No, that's real early. Early in the process, because many more are going. It's a chance for the people of God to be the people of God. I want to read this to you from Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 15. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. I've heard of your faith. The gospel is not about mere talk, but what? But the power of God shown through our faith. Shown through us being His people. And it exists among all the saints. And saint there is another name for, it means Holy One of God. And we're all saints if we belong to Jesus. We have brothers and sisters there. Did you see those pictures that had the little open air areas where they had the bodies lined up on these cots and tables and whatever, and say there's no doctor there? And did you hear what was going on in the background? I know in some of our news media, they suppressed this. But others actually said something about it. There are people going and praying and hearing them singing and asking God to come. But who is the hands and feet of Jesus on this earth? We are, because we're the what? We're the church. We're the body of Jesus. Verse 16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. You know, when it gets to the end of this, when we've come through all of this, that's going to be my prayer, that even the spin doctors that are going to try to spin this another way, to make Christians look bad, and they already are doing that. They're already doing that. That might be Jesus calling you, Ed. I'm glad Ed can be here today, aren't you? We love you, Ed. Verse 17, and that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. We're going to need plenty of wisdom as we proceed. And we're going to have to hear from God. Hear His voice. Now, two things I know that I've heard clearly on this morning. One was that I wasn't supposed to preach the sermon I was going to preach. And the other was that we need to get firmly behind Horizon Medical Mission as a body. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. You know, I'd encourage you, instead of trying to intake information as you hear the stories, as you see the images, and I want you to know everyone that presents a story down there has an angle. So Ask the Spirit of God that He will enlighten you as you see those images, and you know how to pray. How to go before God. Because not every one of us is going to be able to go down there on the ground. But every one of us will be able to be a part of it. As we pray. As we send others. As we send money. That you will know what is the hope of this calling. What are the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. Hope. Hope. Did you see those people standing outside who had gone in one of the villages? They didn't know anything else to do. For 4 days now, they have been standing in a line outside the police station. Did you see that? Standing there in a line. The police left the next day after the earthquake. It was too much. It was too much for them. But they're in a line there and they're waiting for somebody. Somebody. Now, I looked into the faces of those copter pilots, those Navy copter pilots and all, as they were just, they were making these short runs and pushing that food and water out there and going back and forth and back and forth. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that I live in a country that still honors helping others in this way. That we can be a part of that. Verse 19. And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might. Over the next several days, I'm praying for the people that are still alive, and we're going to have a prayer here at the end, the people that are they're buried in that rubble, that are still alive, that somebody's going to hear their voice and find them. And we're going to pray for miraculous healings. That we're going to pray that God is going to bring resources to people. And we're even going to pray that there can be resurrections from the dead. Because God can do that. He can do it. In a time of great desperation is a wide open invitation for a great God to come with His power. The God revealed to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20. Which He brought about. Well, let's read 19 and 20 together. And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He was raised from the dead. My Redeemer lives. How many times did we sing it just a few minutes ago? My Redeemer lives. He's alive. We're not coming with help that believes this life is the only life that we have to hope about. We're coming with the hope and the power of God that can change a life for eternity. It could be one of the greatest times of evangelism that has taken place in the Western Hemisphere in our lifetimes. A revival could begin right there. He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, our Lord Jesus. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also into the one to come. You see, the Jesus we serve, He is over all of it. Not a detail, not a hurt, not a cry of a little child that is there that did not touch the ears of Jesus. It says in his word, he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Now I'm telling you, if you've wept this week, you've joined Jesus, who is touched also. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave, now this is Jesus, everything is in subjection under his feet. By the way, time out for just a moment. Have you already noticed all the political jockeying that's going back and forth around the world and even in our country about this event? Trying to make it a political event one way or the other. Who's ever group you're for or against? I'm against all of that because none of it is of God. This isn't about gaining points one way or the other. This is about God coming to people who are in great, great straits. He put all things in subjection under his feet, and he gave him as head over all things to the church. Did you get that? All that we just talked about Jesus, he said, it is this Jesus who is our Jesus. This Yeshua, the Messiah. He is our Christ, our Son of God. He has been given to us the living, breathing body of Jesus on this earth. What does he say? Given to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Do you see that? Jesus filling up his body with himself. And he's ready to move. He's ready to do something. Now hear me on this. I know you could go away from here today and say, oh, Dusty, you gave us a stirring message about Haiti today. But you know what? That's not what this is about. This is about the plan and purpose of God in the earth and right here and right now. It's time to start being the church. Being the body of Jesus. Full of Jesus, the fullness of him. His hands and feet, wherever we work, wherever we live, in whatever we do, that we when we touch it, it's as if Jesus is touched. And it's not as if, because we are the hands of Jesus. Jesus is touching it. As he uses us, his power and his glory. This isn't a chance for a few people to get their emotional kicks by going on a mission trip and helping some down and out people. That's not what this is about. I'm telling you, that's one of the things that drives me bonkers in our culture. That we'll go halfway around the world and share Jesus, be a part of a team, and we'll come right back to Savannah, Georgia, and live like hell. I don't know any other plainer way to put it than that. Or wither it away, or slip back into our convenience. Which talks, you know, it's about your time. It's about your money. It's about the power of God. You know, this is a time when the world is not only looking at Haiti, but they're looking at us in America. Do you see that? Because all the stuff, but Right now, I guarantee you, Ahmadinejad in Iran, he terms this country as a Christian country, which he hates. We have an opportunity to show to the world the power of God. It's not about mere words, but of power. The power. You know, one of the greatest things that you can begin doing for Haiti is for you to get it right between you and Jesus. Beginning today. So that God can speak through you, so that when you pray, you're not just praying somebody else's prayer. You're praying the prayer that the Holy Spirit is putting on your heart. Am I making sense here? Is this making sense to you? Do you see the connection between us and what has gone on down there? We can't ignore it. It's a chance to make a statement to the world about who the church is in the world today. It's time for the power of God. Power of God. Because if God's going to manifest us and challenge us to go there, hey, where did He start before there? He said, you shall be my witnesses both in where? What's the first place? Jerusalem. Where's that on our map? You're sitting on it right now. You're sitting on it right here in Savannah, GA. Right here where you work. You shall be, not you might be. If you belong to Jesus, He says, you shall be my witnesses. You won't be able to stop it. Both in Jerusalem, then where? All Judea, you step out a little bit. And then where next? And Samaria, step out a little bit farther. And then where? And the uttermost. I don't exactly know where Haiti fits in there. It's not the uttermost, because it's closer than that. We're somewhere around Judea and Samaria. Somewhere there. And God's speaking to us. So what I'm asking you to do is, today, what is Jesus speaking to you about your life? Years ago, I'd take mission trips, teams every summer to another place, and I'd see people go on those trips, and God did great things through that. And then they came back and got right back into life as usual. They could see a miracle there, but they couldn't see a miracle here. Do you see this? All this that has happened, it has broken my heart this week. But it isn't just about there. It's broken my heart about all of it. Because here's the thing. If we got mobilized as a body of Jesus, the way we're supposed to be in this city, all the things God's called us to do, to be in this body of Christ, there is no stopping the places God will carry us. Do you believe that? Through His power and through His strength. Do you understand me? okay. I just want to see. I mean, Audrey's told me before, then I listened to you, I didn't understand a word you said today. And she lives with me. I hope you also understood the groanings and utterings of the Holy Spirit that I just can't even put into words today. I just can't put them into words. And I know many of you feel the same way today. God's moving your heart. Now what are you going to do about it? I'm going to open the altar today for you to come and pray. If you'd like to come and pray prayers of intercession, I'm going to call all of us to a prayer of intercession. Intercession for Haiti and intercession for our nation and for the believers that as I present it to you today, that we as believers in Jesus will be the hands and feet of Jesus that we're supposed to be. And that starts right here. I'm going to open the altar for you to do that. You can pray that prayer where you sit today. If you've never received Jesus, you're here today and you never received Him into your life, I want you to know, I received Him many years ago. He's never left me. And His promise is He'll never leave me. Once He's in your life, He is the Lord of all. He died on the cross in our place, paid the price for our sin, arose on the third day. My Redeemer liveth. He ascended back to the right hand of the Father. He sat down with His work completed. He sent to us the Holy Spirit to baptize His church, to gift His church, to empower His church. He is the very Spirit of Jesus who is here with us today. The Holy Spirit. Let Him exercise in your life today. What's He telling you today? How's He telling you to pray? How's He telling you to pray? Let's pray. Lord, as we come to the time of prayer and ministry time, I thank You for Your presence and for Your power. Lord, we're interceding today for a nation in rubble. Lord, we're interceding today for Christians that are on the ground already there. That You'll empower them, that You'll protect them. They'll feel the power and the presence of God. We're interceding today for people who need You. For those, God, who have not been found yet, that are buried and are crying out for life. We're interceding for the gospel to go to Haiti like it has never gone before. And I thank You. And Lord, in the midst of all this, I realize that there's some of us seated here today who have had awful things happen in our lives this week. And we need You. So, Lord, we're interceding for those needs today, too. Lord, I thank You for working in Miss Donna's life. I thank You for, we're thanking You for her healing in Jesus' name. Lord, we intercede today for Kathy Eiler's sister, Esther, today, that You will heal her of this cancer that's in her body. Lord, I pray for my friend Faye today who is struggling mightily with cancer. I ask You, Lord, for Faye Hunline today that she will receive the presence and the power of Jesus in her life. Lord, I thank You for working in Ed's life. And Ed is here today. and has a testimony of God in his life. I pray, Lord, that you'll do wonderful things for him. Lord, we love you. We give you this time now as we open the altar and call upon the power of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. This is your time. People are here to pray with you. The altar's open. Look this way, if you will. Has God spoken anything to you today? Did you hear it clearly today? I'd encourage you sometime today. I don't know if you keep a journal or not. I keep kind of a journal. It's not like a journal you would keep. It's kind of like a Ricochet Rabbit journal. I put notes in there and all sorts of stuff, but it makes sense to me, and that's the main thing. So wherever you write that stuff in your life, I think you need to write down what God spoke to you today. Today's important. Today is important. What's he speaking to you today? We can't sit by and say, I'm going to pass this one up, Lord, of what you're doing in the earth right now. I'll wait till the next train. Those days are over. If we're going to be the church, we need to start being the church now. Now. With this body and around the world. What he's called us to do. I tell you, I'm tired of seeing the church just get by. I'm tired of that. I'm sick up to here with that. I want to see the body of Jesus thrive and go to a world. We need to thrive so others can survive. Do you hear me? My mom and daddy used to ask me that, you know, after they had given me that thing, do you hear me now? And it's not me asking you this. I'm just trying to be best I can be God's delivery boy today. I had a magnificent sermon prepared for today. Cut it. All right. Let's pray, and then we'll send you out. Lord, we thank you for speaking to us today. Lord, move us to take action in Jesus' name and in his power. Amen.